K-State Nation. K-State football. Woo! Boy, y'all continue to sting. Man, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is the reaction edition here. Coming, recording this on Saturday. This will come out on its usual time tomorrow night, on Sunday night, during while I'm watching the Falcons probably lose to the Vikings. September 13th, 2025. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. Boy, I'm glad nothing else going on for K-State athletics. Not saying it all is bad, but damn, when that fastball ain't working, it really ain't working. And right now, K-State football had multiple chances last night to even how bad they were playing. And Arizona didn't look that good either. For that, what it's worth. But K-State, at the end of the night, after all that, right, Arizona left the door open in this game. And I'm going to try not to get too wound up because I'm already wound up as it is from other things, which I'm not going to discuss. Because I can make a whole couple episodes out of how irritated I am. But Arizona left the door open. Missed field goal, leaves the door open, and yet Kansas State could not capitalize. A night of missed opportunities. By the way, Arizona did beat K-State, by the way. 23-17 late last night. K-State was on the road. This was in Tucson, Arizona. Right, and now Kansas State now has lost back-to-back games. Right? If I'm right on that. Yes, right around that. And they have started off the season losing their first four games this season. Worst start in program history since I just heard that stat over 3-Mall podcast, postcast reaction. Since 99? Oh, man. Yeah, and Avery Johnson, it goes back to me saying what I said. And I was probably in the minority, again, when I said this, back in the summer, right? I haven't been too impressed with Avery Johnson. I'm walking back these words a little bit. Well, coming back to these words, not walking back, because the proof's in the pudding, what I saw last night. That was terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I hate to put it, sitting here bashing folk, whatnot, but yeah, call what it is last night. Now, Avery Johnson was good up until last night. That was god-awful. I'm sorry. That is terrible. Terrible performance last night. There were multiple opportunities to run, especially in that last drive. Like, why didn't you take it down and run? Why didn't you take it and run it? Like, you did against North Dakota, where we shouldn't be in that position, but a couple weeks ago. But again, okay. Well, Avery took it upon himself to lead this team down the field and score with a touchdown pass with, 45 seconds to go in that game to save pretty much a winless season. If it wasn't for that, this K-State football team would be 0-4. It's just abysmal. Downright abysmal. 1-3, y'all stink. Y'all a bad football team. I don't want to hear no more about y'all good football team. Y'all stink. Y'all are a terrible football team right now. Oh, man. But I just got a notification here. I'll read it later. But it's just the fact that for what it is, both teams, K-State start off slow off the gate there. And for the second straight week, special teams giveth, special teams taketh away. That's the third week in a row where it was Sterling Lockett. Last week? Where the Locketts, Aaron and Tyler Lockett, clamoring, get Sterling Lockett on the field. Well, you know, he's going to stay on the punt return team because you can't afford to be doing that. As long as he's been returning punts, you can't give the ball away. There are muffs on both sides. And the muff on Arizona's side on the on the, what was the first quarter of the game? Either it was the first quarter or the second quarter. I don't know. Doesn't matter. We lost anyway, but K-State, you're sinning. Small teams, other than the Stern Lockett Muff, they're actually the best. I think that for what it is, for what we give, we all give what Nate gets crap all year long, right? Small teams last night was pretty good for the most part, actually. to take any positive away from this game or from this game and single, we're gonna just single this game out. I'm not talking about Iowa State or anything like that. The loss right now, because we already know this is a bad football team. And I think it's a bye week this week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Because, boy, if the K-State said this, if this set a tone, this is going to be a long football weekend. Oh, my goodness. Because especially all in prime time games, I got to stay up and watch that. Especially with allergies acting up. So I might keep this a little short, but we'll see about that. But yeah, K-State off note. you know, I gotta sit watch the Florida Gators play LSU, walking in Death Valley tonight, hostile environment. And we know how, and this is off book, but Florida LSU tonight, LSU third rank in the, as I'm sitting recording this on Saturday morning, LSU tonight. I'm scared about that game. DJ Lagway has played probably as bad as Avery Johnson. DJ Lagway has probably played as bad as Avery Johnson. I got to sit and watch all that? I don't know. We'll see how that turns out tonight. And then, as I said, the Falcons, when this comes rolls out to the Purple Project Podcast feed tomorrow night, we'll be playing the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Dear Lord, I don't know how this is going to turn out either. But MPX, he's got some things to work on. Michael Penix Jr., those of you who don't know that reference, quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, taking on J.J. McCarthy, a rematch of the national championship quarterback battle a couple years ago. J.J. McCarthy looked terrible before he somehow turning around the fourth quarter against the Chicago Bears. Yeah, never trust the Chicago Bears. That's one for sure thing for sure. And other thing too, I know I'm sorry I'm all over the place, but the receivers last night, well, outside of big play Jace, making a couple big plays there, trying to fire up his team. He gives a damn. The long snapper gives a damn. Nobody else does. Apparently. Right? Jerron Tibbs dropped another ball. Alex Aiden, you know, on Twitter, pretty much talked about what he said on the Podbean app this week. Greer 380's podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID podcast. Again, that's GRIER number 3 EDDID podcast. For more bonus coverage, feel free to download the Podbean app if you want to. Right now. Because we have two fresh episodes up there now. I did not post the one before Army because I did that one by myself. So that's up now. And the latest with me and Alex. And Alex talked about y'all getting hyped up to these receivers. I told y'all one more time. Why do y'all get hyped up with these receivers? And this year, no different. Again, what did I say? What did I specifically say over the summer? About these receivers. I trust big play Jace. Proof in the pudding this year. So far, he's been probably the most explosive player on this team. Way out there. While Jerron Tibbs continues to drop critical passes in critical moments in games, y'all are on that Jerron Tibbs hype. All y'all were. Not this podcast. Yeah, I'm going to, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to humble brag a little bit. All y'all were not on that draw tips. Gold Power Cat. Who else was there? Exit 313. Who else was there? Probably Bosco's Boys. Yep, y'all probably on that too. Yep. Who else is on there? Fremo's probably on that. Yep, y'all on that too. Who was the only podcast that was not pro wide receivers? This podcast right here. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Hell yeah. Every year, we sit here every fall, talk about receivers. Outside of Chase Brown, y'all ain't doing damn shit. Y'all got me fired. Y'all got me fired for this. Because that, you gotta catch the football. Even Jace on that critical fourth down, you gotta have him. You gotta have that. Even the big plays that he made for us last night. Thank goodness, because you give a damn about trying to win a football game, it looks like. The long snapper. Who would have thought put the long snapper in? And sorry, I don't know your name. But the long snapper, oh, he was fired up. And the K-State offense could not put the ball in the end zone. The things, you're a college team going on the road, what is the number one thing you got to do offensively? Put the ball in the end zone. K-State did not do that on that specific play where Arizona looked confused as you know what. Running into each other like it's a high school football game or something like that. Probably Manhattan High can go out there and make plays like that. Manhattan High continuing to produce ass-kicking teams. And they whooped the crap out of Lawrence Free State last night. Manhattan High could probably put a product on the field than that. It's ridiculous. It's just Arizona running into each other. Yeah, K-State out here. Avery Johnson looks like he lost out there, and it's the size of a bad football team. Bad football team. I don't know. I'm gonna get in trouble. All this is building up to me getting in trouble. But yeah, I'm gonna brag a little bit because we're on the podcast. Y'all falling for the receivers. And here we go again. It's gonna be one of those years. It's gonna be another disappointing football season, and I'm just here for it. I'm here for all of it. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, reaction edition to another frustrating loss. Which K-State, you've had multiple opportunities to win that football game. As how frustrating this season has been, that right there last night summarizes the season for Kansas State football. Not one, but two chances to win that game. And Avery Johnson could not come up with the magic to do that. That's ridiculous. I mean, for a quarterback, and I hate it, but again, the proofs, what I'm seeing on the football field, I cannot make this stuff up. The proof is what I'm seeing on the television. I stayed up late last night to see us botch not one, not two, but a couple of chances last night. K-State came out locked and fired up. Yeah, Spoil T was the best unit on the field, and despite the defense getting ran all over again, they buckled down when they needed to, and the offense was probably the worst unit on the field. Matt Wells, and I'm going to take the L on it. Like y'all take the L on the wide receivers, I'm going to take the L. Yeah, I'm going to take the L on Matt Wells. You ain't doing nothing. What are you calling? These short-ass passes, short of the sticks. First, it's the players for not realizing where, not play, field, the lack of field awareness. This drives me up the wall. The lack of field awareness. What are we doing? Running passes, and this has become one of my other biggest pet peeves. Why are you running routes short of the sticks? You have to get to where the sticks are, not short of them. You know where you get. You know how many yards you got to go. Where it's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, 4th and 1, 4th and 2. You know where you got to go. What are you doing? Again, even Manhattan High, who produces state-winning football teams, can put out a better product than that. But both of the teams are. Well, funny enough, I just listened to before I heard enough. The 3-mile reaction. John Kurtz talking about, say, put your affairs in order for this KU loss. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm already there. As much as I hated listening to Rob on The Drive saying what he said last weekend when the KU lost to Missouri, hearing what Rob said and all that. You know what? He's got a point. He's got a point. KU should be able to beat K-State. If they don't, that's going to be 100% on y'all. Because I hate me picking against my own team, but this is twice in, what, four games this year that I picked against K-State, and I picked them again on the KSU pregame. This is just mind-boggling. Avery Johnson, all of a sudden, cannot... Yes, he led North Dakota. That was a couple weeks ago. But here in this instance here, you had the opportunity. At least Michael Penix Jr. put the team on his back there and led that, what could have been, what should have been, the game-winning drive last week against the Buccaneers. And then, of course, the Atlanta defense breaks down. It gives up big plays and then lets Tampa Bay drive down the field for the game-winning. So we're going to take a timeout real quick. We're going to finish up here real quick. I haven't even touched on the stats yet. But we're going to have a few more minutes on here to talk about that. This is the KSU post-game reaction. Arizona holds on to beat K-State last night, 23-17. Purple Parcha Podcast, we'll be back after this. What's up, K-State Nation? Arizona 23, Kansas State 17. Kansas State football now falls to 1-3, and Arizona 3-0. Mumblings about, see, Arizona going to be a bad team. We'll have to see about that because they look too good either. But, hey, we were playing them at the moment. We're not talking about 2-4 weeks down the road. We ain't doing that. We're talking about in the moment. Arizona beat us last night. Whether they're a good team or a sorry-ass team, whether Arizona treated it as their Super Bowl or not, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, we saw Arizona beat K-State. Right now, for what it is, K-State, we're the bad team right now. We can't just sit up in here and say, oh, yeah, you know, Arizona, you know, all of these, they sucky-ass team, all that. No! Coming out here, I'm hearing this, and like, y'all, have y'all been not been look paying attention to what y'all been watching the first four games of the 25 season? Have y'all not been doing that? Apparently not, because we didn't win. Y'all act like we won the ball game. We ain't win shit. We only won one shitty game. That's over a shitty ass opponent. I'm on a roll. Ooh, Lord help me. Ooh, I'm on a roll this morning. Woo! According to this reaction on the Saturday, the 13th, of September 25, I'm a roll right now, but y'all, we won a ball game. Y'all still acting like it. Y'all gotta get real. And maybe I'll give John Kurtz benefit of doubt, telling us to get our affairs in order for this KU loss next month. But before that, we got several games before that, and there might be a couple more L's before that game. So let's just remind people of that there as well. So, but the defense getting ran all over again. I talked about the offense enough. That's enough on that because I'll pick on that next week because I've seen enough. I've seen enough of this lame-ass offense. There's a couple players that give a damn. But, but Matt Wells... very underwhelming. Woo. And yes, I'm going to take the L because I was on that Matt Wells train. Yep, I'll take the L for it. He ain't did shit either. That's that. Defense, getting ran over, getting ran upon. Noah Vita Vea, 16 to 33, 178 yards. Jalen Watley, and a crazy stat. I knew this was going to happen going into this game before. KSO posted it on one of their episodes. The defense had no picks. Ooh! Had no picks. And Quay Moss. I'll give Quay Moss the benefit of the doubt as well. He gives a damn out there on the field. No gloves. I got to come with a nickname for him. No gloves, Quay Moss. Picked the ball off of Watley, the running back. Arizona tried to get too cute. That's another thing. To Arizona, that was terrible. That was not good. That was just pitiful. Arizona tried to halfback trick play, gets picked. He threw it right to Quay Moss. Quay Moss stepped in front of the receiver, picked it off. Moss was in that zip code. It was right there. He's going to pick that off easily. Little lob to receiver. Boop. Pick that off. But outside of that, Mahadi, almost 200 yards rushing. 22 carries, 89 yards. Fitafia, though, scored two of those rushing touchdowns. And one of those, he pretty much ran through Austin Romaine. I believe it's Austin Romaine and Des Permanel. One of them or both of them. Who's going to be all this talk the first month and a half of the season about toughness? Woo! Fitafia wanted that more than Romaine and Romaine and Des Permanel. Gosh. Oh, boy. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And it is trending that direction right now for Kansas State football as they fall last night after really having two opportunities. The defense, they were the second best. And this also irritates me too. They were the second best unit keeping K-State in the fight. But they, again, like I said in the first segment before break there, that was just bad. The offense was just terrible across the board. But they probably accepted Chase Brown. And again, I'm going to backtrack a little bit here. Dylan Edwards did play. Probably shouldn't have played. What are we doing out here trying to prove ourselves? I don't know. Dylan Edwards probably should have sat out for what it is. I mean, yeah, he gave us that burst that we're looking for, that energy boost that we're looking for, right? But at the end of the day, he gets hurt again. Injury prone. I'm calling what it is. I'm not going to sit here and pat this team on the back for a 1-3 start. No. That ain't how EG3 is going to roll. Nope. Lee and Kerr played. He suited up again and played. Yeah, she was on the field. He didn't get anything thrown to him because Avery Johnson was locked in on one receiver all night. Like, he's been all year long. So, but the defense gave us a chance. Gave us not one, but two chances because of the missed field goal. They're late. Couldn't do it. Avery Johnson, 88 yards, 13 of 29. No TDs, no interceptions. Well, he should have been picked off again a couple of times in this game, but was not. Bailed out. Jace Brown had the longest rush of the night. A wide receiver having the longest rush of the night there. 75 yards on the ground and adding 68 in the receiving games on 6 catches, right? Finally, an Antonio Brown. Hold on a second. Antonio Martin Jr. Finally, a sighting of him last night. I don't have his numbers. I don't have his numbers pulled up. It's like that. But boy, it's going to be a long season. So it's probably going to be even more because everybody's got expectations on Gators. Wow, definitely K-State football, Gators, Falcons. Falcon begin season. I think it's going to be another sitting here. I'm going to sit here. It's going to be another frustrating football season. Can't keep spinning in circles, folks. Speaking of personal folks, but I don't know, man. The end result, you know, K-State didn't finish again. And for the fourth consecutive game here in 2025, start of the season, you lose a one-score game. RG3, Robert Griffin, he had his moments last night, but he was spot on some of the commentary last night. One of those he kept saying, K-State, they ain't grown up yet. They have not grown up yet. And until it looks like, from what I've been hearing and all that, the cuddliness and whatnot, it ain't changing. Alex said it. I'm gonna say it as well. I don't see it changing. Do not see it changing. And like I said, it's gonna get worse, gets better. So I'm not gonna spend my Saturday morning talking about it. So I got other football to watch. And again, when this comes out, y'all will know this. Y'all will know the card of the fate of Florida LSU. When this comes out, we'll see the Falcons can salvage this out the weekend. Again, we'll see the Gators and Falcons gonna salvage the weekend here. But usually my gut's usually right. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see about that. But last night, K-State had multiple opportunities to, and I'll probably come back and debrief some more on Monday. K-State had not one, but two chances. Arizona left the door open. Give kudos to K-State coming out of locker room fired up for, 5 minutes. To come back to tie the game, you had a chance to, after all that, bury Arizona. Didn't do it. And not only that, at the end of the game, had two chances to do it. What happened? You didn't do it. Story of the 2025 season. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it? Where our podcast found. Freedom available daily. Where I have a chance to record K-State content. We'll be back. And I got to get these postcasts on here, too. So be on the lookout for positive, encouraging postcasts. I know Volleyball Lost. We'll have that up here some point this afternoon. Soccer won on senior night, and volleyball swept Northern Colorado last night. So there's another plus there. I don't know what this vehicle is doing, as I see here, and finish vehicle watching. But anyways, again, we'll get that all sorted out and get on to the feeds here throughout the weekend. And of course, this reaction edition will come out tomorrow night per usual as well. Again, we talked about the Podbean app earlier, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's GRIER number 3. EDD Process Podcast for more coverage there. Two episodes out there now for your listening excitement. Please listen to it. And of course, again, I know it's been a frustrating, again, that fastball not working right now because everybody is teeing off of Avery Johnson. But anyways, again, continue to get the word out about this K-State podcast to other K-State fans out there. Buckle in tight, folks. K-State Nation, it's gonna be a long season, folks. Woo! That's gonna do it for this reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Kansas State has now lost three of their first four games of the 2025 season, and all of them have been one score fans. The latest one last night, staying up to watch K-State lose 23-17. Over the Battle of Wildcats, Arizona takes it, goes to 3-0. K-State football continues to longly search for answers. 17. Alex Ain out there in San Diego, California. 80 Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.